How many of your athletes have never played basketball before?
We did too.
None of them.
And what sport do you coach?
I coach field hockey.
Okay, so field hockey. So when the girls come out for tryouts, the first couple of weeks you have to, you know, explain to them how to play and teach them about the equipment so that then they can try out for the team.
Not exactly. They usually know pretty much what the rules are and how to implement the rules and how to use their equipment appropriately and come with their own sticks and shin guards, and so they're ready to go.
So you don't really have to teach them how to play field hockey, you just need to...
We typically just need to fine-tune their fundamentals and make sure that they are fundamentally sound.
No aha.
Okay, and what sport do you coach?
Softball.
Okay. So first couple of days of practice, you have to explain a lot about the equipment. You have to explain what a bat is and how to get the ball.
No. They don't actually come with their own equipment. They bring their own bats, their own gloves, and about the only improvised balls.
Oh, so on the first day of practice, they bring their own bat they've had before?
Absolutely.
So those girls have played softball before?
For years. Okay, so you get my point. My point is this, is that the novice rowing coach, there's something unique there. I know that all coaches are teachers. I know that all of my colleagues are teachers. But for the novice rowing coach, it's unique because you are your athlete's first teacher of that sport. I have four little boys, and right from the moment they were born, people were giving me size one basketball. Size 3 soccer balls, you know, little footballs. My kids can take tennis lessons if they want to. They have swimming lessons. They can play lacrosse. They have exposure to all these other sports from a very, very young age. Our sport is not like that. You cannot physically start rowing until you are about, you know, 12, 13 years old at the youngest. And so that's where the role of the novice coach, I think, has a nice little unique quality to it. So today what I want to talk to you about is what does that mean then for a coach, because you are a teacher. You are their first exposure to this new content. So what I kind of want you guys to think about is what challenges do teachers face in the classroom when they're teaching something, you know, something brand new? Because these are challenges that you face with your student athletes in the boathouse, on the earth, on the water, in the tanks, wherever you're able to go. So the first thing that I thought about is you face a variety of abilities. You are going to have students that have played sports for a long time, and they are ready to go. They are going to pick that rowing stroke up really quickly and be able to run with it. Then you have other student athletes that's going to take more time. It's going to take time to kind of develop that. So you face a variety of abilities in your boathouse. The second thing is the variety of learning styles. Okay, anybody who teaches in a high school classroom knows this is like the big thing, is that you have to tap into all their modalities. Okay, well, same thing with rowing. You're going to have those auditory learners that can listen to what you're saying and do it. Then you're going to have those other athletes that you're going to tell it to them 8 million times. But then when you show them on a video, they'll say, oh, wow, look at that, I'm totally rushing my slide. And you're going to say, that's what I've been trying to tell you. But those are your visual learners who need to see it. They need to see themselves growing. They need to see what good rowing looks like. You've got some student athletes that are very kinesthetically aware. And when you tell them to straighten their arms, they will straighten their arms. Others will not. They're not kinesthetically aware. So you need to be aware of those variety of learning styles that you have on your team. And the other challenge that a teacher faces is, and this kind of taps into what Coach Leakley was saying, about assessment and grading. As a coach, the way you assess your student athletes and the way you grade them is going to be kind of in your lineups, like who's in the A boat, who's in the B boat, who's in the C boat. And those are going to be issues that kind of crop up and challenges that you face. Okay, so what do you have to teach these kids? You know, if I'm going to say that the novice rowing coach is the teacher, what do you have to teach them as a novice coach? First thing, vocabulary and terminology. If you've never coached novices before, you take it for granted. Okay, if you're put in front of a group of kids and you're trying to all of a sudden use this rowing language, they don't have a clue. Whenever I have a varsity coxswain come cox with me for the day, I have to take that coxswain aside and I have to say, they know nothing. Nothing. Tell them to sit ready, They don't know what that means, okay? They need to learn those vocabulary words, and you need to explicitly teach that to them. You need to say, these are the four vocabulary words we're going to learn at rowing practice today. So this is kind of like how I approach my rowing practices. I always think ahead of time, what vocabulary do I want my student athletes to leave the room with or to leave the boathouse with that they didn't have before they came into the boathouse? Okay, you have to teach it explicitly. They're not just going to pick it up. And if you don't plan ahead of time, you're going to overwhelm them. And then you're going to be at the end of practice, and you're going to ask them, you know, what did you learn? And they're going to say, I was overwhelmed. Okay, so vocabulary. Coach Davenport always tells this joke about how he was working with a novice coxswain, and he was trying to tell them to point towards the bridge, point your crew towards the bridge, point towards the bridge, and the coxswain literally pointed, like, with the hand. You know, for me personally, it was the day I said to a girl, the boat was not set, I need you to raise your hands, I need you to raise, push up, raise your outside hand, and she literally put her outside hand up into the air. Okay, so this type of vocabulary and terminology, you can't take it for granted. You have to explicitly teach it to your athletes. Okay, second, procedures. You're going to teach procedures. Things like carrying the boat. How do I want you to carry the boat? How do I want you to put your oars in? You know, balancing the boat, setting the boat up, getting in the boat, getting out of the boat, taking the oars down to the dock. All of these things are things that I call procedural skills that your more experienced rower, they take for granted. They know how to do it. You know, the first time you see the novice rower take the oar out of the oar rack. You know, it's very awkward. They've never done it before. Okay, and you have to explicitly teach these procedures. One of the best ways that I have found coaching novices to teach them to carry the shell is have them carry it with your varsity crew. I just put them all, there's 16 people on the boat, I put a novice in between each varsity girl. It makes the varsity girls feel great because they're like, we know what we're doing. And the novice girls, I tell them nothing. I say, shadow the girl. Do what they do. And they carry the boat with them. You know the varsity girls are there to keep your equipment safe. And the novices learn it by doing it rather than you saying, this is what we're going to do. So always when I go to the Navy camp and coach there, I always, first thing I do is find a coach that's working with the experienced group and I say, hey, when are you guys going to go out? Can we help you carry your boat down to the dock? And that works really well. Works really well. Okay, third thing that you have to teach is the content. That's the big thing. That's the rowing stroke. You got to teach them how to row. If you don't do that, you're not a good rowing coach, not a good novice rowing coach. They cannot row. And then finally, although I know that says three, it's supposed to say four, you also have to teach them fitness. A lot of these kids, they've never done anything, any athletic sport before, and they're trying out for the crew team because their friend is trying out for the crew team. So you also have to be their first fitness coach. Okay, so when you approach your sessions with your novice rowers, do you account for all of these elements? What vocabulary am I going to teach them today? What procedures am I going to teach them today? What part of the rowing stroke am I going to work on today? Gotta be choosy there, you go. Okay. And finally, what element of fitness am I going to address in today's practice? Okay, so this is my quest I'm trying to find in my search as novice coach. What is the best? What do you do first? What do you do second? How do you sequence this instruction, right? So I want you to look at these six things and just quickly on your paper write down what you would teach first and what you would save for last. And those are your only choices. If you want to put something else up there, fine. But look at these things. Which are you going to do first? And which are you going to do last? Okay, you got them? Got your first thing that you're gonna do with your student athletes? Got the last thing? Whatever you're gonna say for last? Okay, tell the person next to you. Okay. And that gets to what Coach Davenport said. Be willing to take a risk. Try something new. Don't get stuck in one particular mode. Okay, wow, that clock's really good. Okay, ready? Feather from day one. I tell my student, we feather from day one. When I started doing this, my girls were able to row a lot. They were able to row and move the boat forward, and that hooked them. It did. And I noticed that the girls complained less about cramping here because they were developing those muscles at the same time they were learning to row. Okay, second one, teach power from day one. I use a drill called the push-kick drill. It's a drill where they keep their blade in the water, totally buried on the square. They take the recovery through the water. It's thick, it's like molasses, it's very slow, and then when they get up to the front end, they kick and they drive. And the boat goes nowhere because you've backed the boat and then you've taken a stroke. Okay? And they really feel, and you tell them, look at their blade, look for the puddle, look for that tumbling over the oar of that water. Teach them power from day one. Third thing, I devote my whole first rowing practice to how to set up the boat. That is all we do on the first time out on the water. How do you balance that boat? We do a drill. It's called the set drill. A pair sets the boat, stern pair, set up the boat. I tell them exactly how to sit, set up the boat. 5 and 6, straighten your legs, square up your blade, handle to the gunwale. Oars are up like this. 3 and 4, straighten your legs, square it up, handle on the gunwale. Bow pair, straighten your legs, square it up, handle on the gunwale. And the stern pair has to hold that set. First time I did this drill, I thought they were going to flip. They didn't. They won't. They will learn. They have to work to set the boat. And the last thing is pause at the body angle. I really recommend that with novice rowers, pause at the body angle. I can't believe this. Okay, that's it. I'm done. For me, the best thing about coaching novices is to see them when they're seniors. And to know that I was the person that put an oar in their hands.
All right, one question.
You can't get off so easy without just one question. Is rowing like singing? Everybody has a voice. Be honest. How many novices have you had that just don't get it?
No, it's not. It's like anything else in this world. It's not for everyone. But I applaud the ones who try, and I would work with anyone and teach anyone how to row. And not, you know, as long as they want to learn, I would teach them. But yeah, it's not for everyone. Downhill skiing is not for everyone.
Okay, now you need to steal it. They're still talking.